Good afternoon, Audio Boo people. Today's date is July 23rd, 2014, and I'm here. This is not really going to be a long boot. I'm just in my bedroom right now. Just came up from a walk a little while ago, and then some coffee and some cookies, and parents have company right now. So I'm just upstairs here in my bedroom, where it's a lot better than it was at this time. Yeah, well, this time yesterday I was out, but later on around supper time, it was just hot in this room. But what I'm here is I'd like to demonstrate to you a talking thermometer that I got while I was in the States with Thelma, and I have it hanging out the window here. And I'm just going to check the temperature here right now.
The indoor temperature is 24.7 degrees Celsius. The outdoor temperature is 23.4 degrees Celsius.
Now that may not be 100% because usually is a few degrees off because it's just a probe. I just have it hanging out the window, just by the back of the house where the sun is now gone away. It's around on the southwest side, and this is facing southeast. You can probably hear the wind. But now this thermometer also has Celsius and Fahrenheit, so I'm just going to set it down here, and I'm going to look here. So I'm going to set it and give it to the equivalent reading. It's got a switch here for that, so I'm going to switch it over to Fahrenheit. So this is what it is Fahrenheit for those of you.
The indoor temperature is 76.4 degrees Fahrenheit. The outdoor temperature is 73.8 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, so that's just basically what it does. Now it's got some like minimum and maximum temperature. So I can, we can set what it announces the temperature every hour. Or I can just manually set it, because it's got a slide thing. It's gray in color, and it's got a minimum, max, and minimum, so I'm just going to hit that here.
The indoor high temperature is 92.3 degrees Fahrenheit. The indoor low temperature is 71.6 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, that was the indoor temperature, minimum and maximums.
The indoor high temperature is 83.3 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, that's what it says the high is. Now there's like alarm set and all this, so, but I don't know really how to work the rest of it. So, but that's pretty much the gist of it. It's pretty basic. So if I set it back to Celsius here.
The indoor high temperature is 33.5 degrees Celsius. The indoor low temperature is 21.9 degrees Celsius.
Okay, and it doesn't tell the outdoor for some reason, unless I set the mode here, because I don't want to mess around with it here, but I'm going to try anyway to set. So just bear with me. I apologize. Sorry if you can't hear me good, but I've just got it here. So there's a volume on here, and for, okay, there's an HR, some hourly report that's off, and HR set. An alarm, so M set, so, so I don't know how to make it report the outdoors, so, but I can't fit, but that's basically what the talking thermometer sounds like, and, okay, I need to set that, clear that here just a second. There's a clear button on here. Okay, what's this here? And that may be a little less than that, because right here we're in Niagara on the Lake. That is, well, it's about, my parents' thermometer, of course, is an analog one. And that one, I suspect, would probably be reporting less. When I was out for my walk, it fails about like 21, 22, which is about 70 to 72 Fahrenheit. So that's a little bit. I'd mentioned earlier on an earlier boo about the talking thermometer. So there you have a little report. It's, I think I've got the box here somewhere. At least I thought I did, but it is, maybe I can see on the top of it here. But yeah, it's and I'm going to post a picture of it too with my phone, so that's basically just a brief outline of the talking thermometer. It's just a basic. It takes two AA batteries. And so there you have it, folks. My talking thermometer I got. And I did, and the particular one I got through a site called Future AIDS. It's actually based in Abbotsford, British Columbia, Canada. And it's actually the Braille Superstore, we call it, or futureaids.com. They sell stuff in the US and Canada. Shipping is free. And so for that and other products, of course, you can go to www.futureaids.com. That's FutureAids.com. Just a little plug for them. Okay, thank you very much.